Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. I tell you, if I could tell you some things, you just wouldn't believe it. Hallelujah. Let's just do this.
In your prayer.
Presence of the Most High God. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, he is. God is so good to us. Now, I know that there are a lot of gods, so let's be clear. We talk as to who we're referring to. How about that? The Almighty God. Mm-hmm. The self-sustaining one. Elohim. Mm-hmm. That one. Adonai Elohim. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about. The maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about this morning. And we're giving him glory. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 That's what we're talking about. That's what we're in love with. That's what we're giving glory to and honor. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. That's right. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me. And let us exalt his mighty name together. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this day. For truly, this is the day that the Lord God has made. And it is a wonderful day. Oh, yes, it is. It's a magnificent day. It's a blessed apostle. Oh my, it's a blessed day. It's blessed of the Lord. Yes, it is. It's blessed of the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Just do away with all of the things that were so heavily, the weight that keep you down. Hip hop, say, oh my. Lift it up. Hallelujah. Lift it up and give it to him. Hallelujah. Not down, but up. Hey. Oh, and open your hands out wide. Yeah, that's right. Just open your hands out wide and give it to him. Amen. That's what we're saying today. Just open our hands wide and give it to the Lord. Yes, amen. We give it all to the Almighty God. That's right. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for him. He said, cast your cares upon me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Cast your cares upon me. Ooh, lay your burdens down. Hey, God, thank you. Ah, he'll give us rest. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Put that smile on your face. That's right. Things not going the way we need it to go. We need some multiplication. Yes, multiplication. Let it just kind of roll over your mouth. We need some multiplication of peace, love, joy, and finances, and people. Those of us who are in business, we need people, multiplication of people. We need multiplications in the church. Yes, indeed. Come on now. We need God. We need our Father, yes. Remember, he's your Father. He's your Master. He's your King. He's your Lord. And he's your God. And he said, he's your King. Oh, he's your Father. Oh! Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's not an illusion of our imagination.
No, he's not.
He's realer than real. He is so, he created real. How about that? Oh, woo, glory, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. And I know some people are going through some rough things at this moment as we speak. Pray the presence of the Almighty God, yes, be with you in Yeshua's mighty name. His joy, his peace, his shalom, rest, move, and abide over you. In Yeshua's mighty name, we apply the blood of Yeshua over every situation. It's over us, period. Thank God for perfecting the things that concern us. We're his children, yes. We are his children, yes we are. Hallelujah. You're a child of the Most High God. Woo! You've given your life to God. And I need to tell you, for those who are weighing in the balance and saying tomorrow, I'm just going to give you a reality. Tomorrow may not be yours. When you hear, you respond. If I stick over, yes, he's going to require a life change. But he give a change of life. But he will give you the power to change. Come on. And let me correct you. He's the one that will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Yes, Haba. Yes, he'll do that. Give you a change of mind. Change your appetite. Change your desires. Take it out of the world and bring it into the spirit. Clean it up. Behold, all things become new. You're a new chance. You're in the kingdom of God. That's right. Once you give your life to the Lord. Now, as I was about to say, those who refuse, as I like me as I am, remember, there's two numbers none of us have control over, an entrance and an exit. Glory. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The entrance and the exit is not your decision. So when you say, I'm good, and maybe when I get old, I mean, consider who told you you're going to get old. Remember, as I said, you don't have control. The decision has been made when you exit. Before the foundation of the word. Prove that. Believe me when I say it. God said, Elohim said, El said, the Almighty God said, also Almighty. He's the one that blew the man. His breath is the man, and man became. Let us so prove it to God in the name of Yeshua. Prove it to the power. That they may come in crying, I yield. What must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. And that would be your testimony. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. No, not mad at you at all. Hallelujah. But it is God who decides. I don't care how much money you have, how much money you don't have. God's plan is not hinged on your wealth or lack of. Ooh, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. Ooh, somebody need to get a hold of that. My God, when we as children of God get a hold of that reality, my God, this earth will look like Remasekul. Woo, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters and my brothers, I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. It's the end. Glory, 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 glory. It's time to spend a little time. God is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I just carried that over from Tuesday's broadcast, and I just let it stay. God is my everything. God is. Try to see. God is. God is my everything. Is he your everything? And that too. Oh, yes, amen. He's my everything. Hallelujah. God is my everything. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. 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 God is my everything. Hallelujah. Thank God for being our everything. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you, Almighty God. We thank you for your mercy, we thank you for your grace, we thank you for your peace, we thank you for your love, your kindness. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for comforting us. We thank you for allowing us to walk in your mercy and in your grace. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for using us for your glory. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father, right now for having you with us. Most importantly, right at this moment, Father, we thank you for forgiving us from all our sins that we have committed against you. And you, if I say, call my and you will know. We ask that you forgive us, Father. Hallelujah. We ask, Almighty God, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. That you forgive us and have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. And as you forgive us, we are fitted to forgive those that are despising you. Despitefully sent to cause harm to us. But in spite of the pitfalls and spoken words, if I speak for my glory, hallelujah, glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Hey, Yahweh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you suffering those words spoken to bring about devastation, hurt, and harm in our lives and the lives of our family and ministry? If I say, God, thank you for the angels standing in God, the atmosphere, and rushing it all away and turning the hatred into love. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And all those that we have heard, known, or unknown, we ask that you forgive us, and we ask that you bless us in the name of Jesus.
thank you, Lord. We ask for peace on this job, Almighty God. We ask for peace in our homes, Almighty God. If I sit over, I'm not. Yes, Lord. We ask you. And then, Lord, peace on the highways, the byways, the airways, the waterways. We ask for peace, Almighty God. In this sick of all. We glorify you, Father, and we thank you, yes, Lord, for all that you're doing. We thank you for guiding us in the right direction. I'm about to speak over. We thank you for giving us instruction, yes, Lord. We thank you that our ears hear you. Ooh, when you speak, Almighty God, hey, touch our ears right now, sanctify us. Anoint him the fresh side that by faithful mind that oh God, yes Lord, oh my God, oh that we hear your wonderful voice. If I said, oh my God, thank you, Lord, oh yes, Lord, oh you our oh, ears, God, anointed, oh my God, oh my God, remind bodies yours, you created us, Almighty God. Oh, God, you made us in your image and in your likeness. Oh, it was time to hear you and know you, God. Oh, God, touch right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Father, touch our hearts, Almighty God. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, thank you. Touch our heart, Almighty God. And we may obey you and yield to your will, Almighty God. Move those things and words and deeds that we would say today that will cause a separation from your will, Almighty God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the trials and tribulations, Almighty God. Not that we want trials and tribulations, but in, we walk in the midst of it, God, knowing that you are with us and you are our strength, you are our protector. So, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us, Almighty God. Oh, God, guide us, our great God, Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guide us, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Open our eyes that we may see, Almighty God. Oh, God, give us the that we may see what you're doing and what you're saying to us. Almighty God, if I
never say, I can't see you, I can't see you. Yeah.
fitful fire. God, through my fickle fire. Yeah, Lord God Almighty. Yah, remistical. Hallelujah. To your mighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your wonderful name. Thank you. Meet every need. Cover those that need covering, Almighty God. Free those, Almighty God. Remit, thank God, God. Our fallen brothers and sisters who may have fallen. Don't let them give up, Almighty God. Walk them through the process. Oh, cover them, Almighty God. We hear that you encourage them. Almighty God, strengthen them. Remain the evil rule. Remain merciful. In your children's mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Bring all brothers and sisters in the ministry. Almighty God. And all those who are in the kingdom. Remember them. Almighty God. In your children's thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. You're so kind. When we were weary, God, you were not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. You know the way that we will be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let peace, Lord. Let peace flow. Oh, remove frustration, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, remove frustration, God. Yeah. Remove anxiety. Yes, Lord. Remove stress. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, you know the things we want to do, the things that we need to do. All able to put it in order that we may function according to your will and according to your will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our Father, the God of heaven, thy kingdom come. If I say for thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. For you are the glory and you are the power. You are the power and you are the glory. Yes, you are. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't have it. You are. Hey, God, thank you. You are. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Remember our children, may they walk in the circle of your blessings, and our grandchildren, circle of your protection, Almighty God. Oh, pray and apply the blood of Yeshua over each and every one of them. Yes, Lord. May they accomplish, Almighty God. Oh, remove confusion from them, Almighty God. Clear, Almighty God, the path. Abba, say, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Hallelujah. Remove fear and doubt. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 They're courageous and bold, Almighty God. Remove sick, Abba. Abba, thank you, Lord. Oh, peace, Lord, that flows like a river. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Remember Mother Dunlap, Elder Powell, Bishop Lee. Yes, Lord. Remember them. Pastor Bice, Brother Melson.
Yes, Lord, in my sinful mind. Glory. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bring up the Bible, grandchildren. Mercy, Almighty God. Glory to me, sinful God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Remember our doctors. Yes, Lord. The insurance company. Yes, Lord. Remember them. Remember all of us have a say in our life. Have I spent all my life on this earth? Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is the day that you have been. We are. Yes, we are.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, it's all in the name of Jesus. All the sun is shining. Maybe not outside where you are. Oh, but it's certainly the S-O-N, the capital, the S-O-N, certainly shining. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for yes, God is hallelujah. God is so good to us. Hallelujah. He is so patient with us. Yes, we can. Hallelujah. 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 He is everything we need. He's our everything. Can you say he's my everything? He's my hope, yes, indeed. He's my hope. Can you say that and mean it? That God is your hope? Yes, indeed. God is my everything. God is my everything. Hallelujah. God is my everything. God is my everything. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God is my everything. Just breathe over us, Almighty God. Yes. Just breathe on us.
From
Okay.
The New King James. Genesis, the first chapter. And so I said, well, you ought to know that by heart. I just like reading it. So I don't put Margaret in, you know, Proverbs 3:30, jot that down and see what that says. Hallelujah, Proverbs 3:30. Yeah, I don't want to misinterpret it and say the wrong thing, you know. I don't want to be a liar. So I like reading. So a lot of times you read from different versions and you mix it up, not realizing sometimes what you're doing. All of that plays in. So I just kind of like reading from the Holy Scripture. And I don't necessarily like reading from my phone because there's too many things that transpire on my phone. God is holy. No, I'm not using profanity or anything like that. But even when you don't intend, there are, you know, music come off of YouTube. You looking for music, or they'll send something out, and you know that's not of you. You just don't want to mix holy, holy. God is holy, and we need to remember. If I said, "Oh my, our God is holy," yes, He is. He's holy, and we have to be careful what we so carelessly say. Well, it's all right. This is the Bible. I have, you know, we're in an emergency. But I think you just need to stick with the Bible, the book that's exclusively set aside for His word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we have to do. Exclusive. Oh, glory. So often we don't realize that we've taken the holiness away, that people are so casual with the Lord. They keep just a buddy, you know, hey, come on here, sit down, you know, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do this, this, this. Oh, yeah, let me see what I can do. Well, no, I can't give that up. I can't give this up. But when I get sick, I need you to heal me for what I couldn't give up. Mm-hmm. You said you might heal it. But come on, let's go. Oh, it's getting worse every day by the second. I don't know. Ask the Lord to remember the United States in a very serious way. Yeah. The scripture is, in the beginning, God created, Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Then God said, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Then God let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first thing. Same chapter, chapter 1, verse 26. And it reads as follows. Then God said, this is the sixth day, the latter part of the sixth day. Then God said, let us make man in our image, bless his most holy name.
according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God, bless his name, created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creepeth on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything he had made, and indeed, it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. Amen. Amen. See, I'm used to reading a different version. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Not gonna let that deter us. Amen. So we know we understand clearly who made the heavens and who made the earth and who made man. Can I get an amen? He made the heavens. He made the earth. Can I get a thank you, Jesus? Do that. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And you belong to him. He said, all souls accepted, rejected, belong to me. That's what he said. Almighty. Hallelujah. He's not a figment of our imagination. He is who he says he is. And that and amen. Hallelujah. And then get the thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our God is God. And he's God alone. He's God all by himself. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you get your cup of tea or coffee, all right? And let's just think about this, your gift. We know people who have wonderful gifts, and oh my goodness, I can't say. Well, let me stop. Singing is not one of my gifts. How about that? Okay, that I'm aware of. Always wanted to play the piano, and I wanted to sing. And I remember when I was a child, I guess. I don't think I was 6 years old. And I was playing the piano. And around seven, I remember I used to go to different churches in the afternoon and sing. Picture that. Most people would hear that now, they would just laugh, think of scorn. But the most ironic thing, I remember when felt like it went away and why I don't know. I don't think I was 7 or 8 years old and I was at this church and this lady said, "You will stay in key." And I stopped. And I have not been able to sing. That was like the ending of my singing career. That's real strange. And I was doing fine all up until that time. I don't know why that, what happened to have made a difference. But then from then on, I could not sing anything. I couldn't hold a note in a pot if you handed it to me with a lid on it. But like, it just, all my musical talent just went away. And maybe sometime later, it was a time, and God put things on preserve. It's all for Him. He gave it to me. But I wanted to just talk about, just for a moment, let's just talk about our gifts. But now get your cup of tea. And if you're on your job, just be quiet. You can take a little break time and sit quiet and let's just kind of ponder on this for a moment. You're here and you're here for a purpose to glorify God. God has equipped you with everything you needed before you got here so that you could accomplish that which He has anointed and appointed for you to do for the kingdom. But then we know that we get sidetracked, boomerang, turned around, all of these things because of the different forces. And more times than not, we're so bombarded and very few people are aware that how we're to pray over this cute little bundle of joy. If I stick on my, that has entered the earth, if I stick on my, to do the will of this Creator. Hey, God. Woo! Where He has put in that bundle we call joy. How we are to teach and guard that bundle. Yes, if I stick on, forgive us for our ignorance, Father. And hold it not against us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We pray over our children. Yeah, Lord. We have covered it. Almighty God. Hallelujah. That they may accomplish. If I stick on my, all that God has ordained for them to do, they belong to God. They're given to us. If I stick on my, oh, God, to develop, hallelujah, to teach them that they can grow if I say, oh, my, in the admiration of the Lord, that they will know their God. It is our duty. Hallelujah, but we fail at it. Oh, they're inconvenient. That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, we sin all around. Sin. Hallelujah. Come being hated and they don't even know why. They don't know who they are. What anything. They're completely obliterated and they're hated with great passion. If I stick on my, they set out
God, right now, every newborn, everyone that's an orphan, we ask, God, that you cover them. We ask that you allow your power to guard them, protect them. Let you, what you have ordained come forth, Almighty God, without hindrances, Almighty God. Full understanding, Lord God. Cover, ooh, prepare, teach, and save them, Almighty God. Hey, ooh, the hand that will strike them. If I slip over, really rebuke it right now. The words that will be sent out to cause them harm, Almighty God, may they fall to the ground right now. Those who said, well, I'm just out to make my money, may those words tune back on them. Almighty God, thank you, God. Oh, in spite of them being misused or tempted, oh, glorify yourself in them, protecting them and shielding them, and God in every one of them, in Yeshua's mighty name, and everyone that's been sent out and been hurt, Almighty God, change and turn the situation around. In Yeshua's mighty name, so that they will accomplish that which you have ordained. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just say, hallelujah. God is so good. God, he demands our best and our obedience. He gave us everything we needed to walk and do all he has required of us. But we let flesh get in the way. Yeah. Some of us come from the very best of home. Parents have done the very best that they could be encouraged, taught you the best that they knew to teach you. Some may err, they may be erring, but enough for you to do right and to grow and learn and guard for yourself. It is not necessary for us to fight one another, but that's what we do. We'll end up fighting and becoming jealous of what another person has or the work that they're doing, and we won't do what God called us to do. We won't go and walk and pay the price. No, but we're so busy to criticize. We're not helping. We just criticize. What's up with that? You're not doing anything but getting in the way. Mm-hmm. You're getting in the way. You cause people to stumble and you laugh about it. And your chart, hey, your work, your assignment has gone astray. That hadn't even thought about it. What? Yes. Your assignment. You hadn't done nothing. But you're so envious and getting in that person's way. What's up? And then you're going to stand before God. How am I saying? How you done messed up someone else's work? Didn't do what you were supposed to do. Think about it. And putting obstacles in their way, and you're the biggest obstacle in your way, and you haven't done anything. You've been showboating, but you haven't accomplished anything towards your assignment. And some people say, oh, you're too hostile. You say, but I'm not hostile. I'm just telling us like it is, and we need to get it right. Hold your territory. Don't look over comparing your work with someone else's work. Pray to God for the anointing power to accomplish what you're supposed to accomplish. We are a link. Think about this. If we were all doing our assignment according to God's will, what would it look like? What could we accomplish for the kingdom of God? you doing what you're supposed to do. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And the next brother, the next brother, the next sister, the next sister, the next brother. We're doing. We're on board. The world sees brothers and sisters love each other. When one falls, we cover them. We don't, not with our tongue, but with prayer and love. We cover them.
Until they get themselves back together and get back on the path that God has set them.
Remembering your own weakness. Remembering your own weakness. Because nobody has spotted you don't mean that God don't know it. So let's stay focused. Let's stay focused. And let us be willing to do the will of God. Stay in our territory. If we can be helpers of one another, we help one another, and then we just move by the power of the Holy Ghost. And there are others coming in and joining the group because that's what it's supposed to be. But the unity, the love, the kindness that we have towards one another, because we're in the kingdom of God, my God, here on earth, accomplishing a task, and the power of prayer going forth. Each brother and sister. Now, I'm not talking about your little coffee group ready. And that's the whole kingdom of the world. The world. Could you imagine? Come on in the house. Come to Jesus right now. Come on, you have work to do. I know all, I can't even imagine the most horrific things that have occurred to you. And some will still occur. I'm not going to lie. But God, we know the world hates us. But we know we got to follow. Father, I pray that you just tear down every stronghold that was broken. From really understanding what it means to be loved, to be loved by you, our Father. Oh my God. I don't want people to say, no. Truly know what it means to be loved. Oh, Lord Jesus, that my God and I are one. Yeah, I'm by the Spirit of God. Oh, I do nothing of myself. Only what my Father will is. Hey, God. Oh, and to know what it is to be loved by. Hey, God. Oh, thank you that we miss nothing. Yeah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We miss nothing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, no Lord. Everything you do is perfect. Everything you do is right. No malfunctioning. Oh, thank you for making us whole. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Glory to you. Oh, I'm going to go on. I said, okay, we may have gifts, but who are we? we using them for? We talked about that. How are we using it for the glory of God? We talked about that. And remember to thank God for your gifts.
That's right. That's right.
Wherever you are, regardless of how long you knew you had it. And well, I had it before I was born. Okay, but when did you become aware that you had this gift? Wherever you are now, thank God for your gift. And as you pray, ask God how to use it. Well, I'm 50 years old. I'm 80 years old. Ask God how you use your gift and he hit the glory. And if you feel that you knew you had a gift and you didn't ask God how he wanted you to use it, you didn't submit it to him, do it now. It's all right. Do it now. Yeah. That's what you do. You do it now. You can refresh. You can study gifts that give guidance regarding your gifts and how to glorify God in using and operating in your gifts. But I've been doing this, and you could have been doing it all bad. Think about it. It doesn't hurt to go back to God and look at Yahweh is his name. Some people say Jehovah, but it's Yahweh. Ask Yahweh how that I move in this gift. And some have talents. How? Okay. Am I to use my gifts, my talents? Mm-hmm. And then, let's try. Let's just read the scripture. I'm not going to have time to say that. I only have a minute left. Genesis 1:27, Isaiah 64:8, Psalms 139:14, Revelation 4:11. Sometimes you feel they're really good, but they're not good enough. Do I even have a gift? Do I have talent? How can I use my gift? Is it possible? How is it possible for me to please God with my gift? Yes, we have to turn it all over to him. We have to give it to him. And remember, we also encourage the children to do what God has called us to do, even when we think we're too old to do the job. God would not call you to it if you were too old to do the job. Remember that. He would not call you to something that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And stop giving your gifts to other people or your work to other people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Casting it out on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Number six. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And we will be over to Jews. Yes. I love the rallying of paper, going to the scriptures. Yes, do the first chapter. Starting at the 24th verse, now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. So that the only wise God, our Savior.
Be merciful, be loved in the Holy Ghost. Amen, and thank you for tuning in. Until next week, God bless.